of them is that Stevie Wonder is not blind.
Is somebody trying to test this theory out? Are you kidding
me?
Well,
there's a couple of... There's a couple of tells, yes. And you could see it where Boy George was at a party and said that Stevie Wonder went right up to him and started, like, play wrestling with him. It was like, hey, Boy George, how you doing? And it was just like, how did you know that was me?
But did he hear Boy George?
Probably.
Maybe he smelled the Chantilly lace he was wearing.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, here we are, people, at Conspiracy Theories. Strap on a helmet.
Yeah, and get ready, because it's going to be a bumpy night.
So I started doing my research for this, and I remarked to Greg, my husband, that, you know, there might be a rabbit hole involved, and we rush headlong towards rabbit holes, and hey, you know it.
Honestly, when you came up with this idea, Jaquetta, conspiracy theories, let's talk about it. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever.
Whatever. So much.
There's so many.
I mean, there's the obvious ones out there, JFK and all that kind of stuff, but, like, I wanted to go a little bit deeper in this, but first I want to talk about... why people believe in conspiracy theories. Yeah. So I don't believe in conspiracy theories myself. I don't think that you have to have a conspiracy theory. There's just some really evil fucking people out there.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That are doing stuff and people can't figure it out.
Yeah. They have a lot more power and connections and money than we do, but this is an age old thing.
All right. So the definition, really, a conspiracy theory is a theory that explains an event as being the result of a plot by a covert group or organization.
Like the Cercle.
Yes.
Or the Illuminati.
Yes.
Lizard people. Republicans.
Yeah, so the idea that many important political events or economic and social trends are the product of secret plots.
I don't know if the plots are secret or if we just don't know about them. You know what I mean? Like, it seems pretty obvious to me if you study history, most of the things that happen have been, you can call it plotted or put together by the rich and the powerful. In the past, monarchs. Now we have, you know, elected monarchs.
Right,
you know, dictators and this kind of thing. But the average person has never really had a lot of power. So I don't see that as a conspiracy.
And the average person also doesn't have these twisted ideas to get ahead in a very Machiavellian or...
grandiose kind of way. Like,
yeah, they don't go through machinations to get what they want. It's like, you know what, I'd like to make more money. I'm going to get a better job.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to school.
Yeah.
You know, burnish my skills. Yeah. Get that resume looking good and then get out there.
Mm.
I don't have... Like, I think a plot... the only plots I've ever been involved in have been, like, for a surprise party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you're trying to do something nice for somebody, but you're trying to sneak around and do it, that's the plot.
You could barely hold those things together.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be quick. Like, you have to do it, like, a week before. Otherwise, the person finds out, then they have to pretend. So it has to be covert operation.
A covert group or organization.
Mm-hmm. Just sounds like government.
That any unexplained event was caused by such a group.
Okay.
So something happened, and it's...
Someone else's.
Like the 9/11.
Yeah, the 9/11 is an inside job theory. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So why do we have them? Why do so many people believe in them?
Okay. Well, what I found that is, it's, I was looking on psychology today because, you know.
Yes.
The desire for understanding and to have certainty, the desire for control and security, and the desire to maintain a positive self-image. The last one I thought was weird. The usual conspiracy theorist is a person who feels small in his or her world.
Okay.
And thrives on being a part of this small group of people that really knows
what's going on.
Who killed JFK.
Yeah, okay.
And everybody else is a rube.
Okay.
All right. So by having this special understanding of something, usually it's from empirical evidence, like they've noticed it. And no one else has been able to figure it out because they don't have the keen, you know, inner workings of mind that this person does. And then they're with a small group of people who are like, yes.
Yeah.
You're right. We're all right. We know this stuff. And everybody else is an idiot.
Right.
Also, it says, apparently, it's people, these same people feel like everything's going crazy all the time. There's no real big plan for things. There's a lot of uncertainty. And, like, yeah, that's how it is. But they don't like that. Right? They want some certainty to it. So the conspiracy theory... explains like global warming. Obviously, that's a hoax made up by the Illuminati or the Circle or whatever. I'm not changing my lifestyle. I still want to use aerosol cans and burn tires. And I know that the Earth is not getting warmer because it was cold yesterday.
Yes, right.
And here it is, July.
Yeah.
And if you were smart, you would see that.
Right. And that's, that people have to explain. It's not one day's temperature. It is the overall pattern.
Well, the other thing with the conspiracy theorists, apparently, is that they don't understand. They're not experts. And they reject expertise. They know because they are smart and they are, you know, they are a keen observer. You know, and the science is really complicated.
Yeah, they can really figure people out.
Yeah, it's quite obvious. I just told you it was cold yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, you saw that.
Yeah.
The scientists didn't see.
Yeah.
So what did you find out? Why are people into conspiracy theories?
It was more, they were, it's a coping mechanism, like you were saying.
People, yeah, to deal.
To deal with, like, stressful events. Something big happens, and everyone wants to know why. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
There's got to be something else going on. It can't just be a random act.
Yeah, like, the Earth isn't round. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Which was one of the conspiracy theories I found with the flat earthers.
Oh, God. So you want to talk about flat earthers?
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add about what the... Right, let's just get on to the flat earthers, because it's just so exciting. Also, okay, before the flat earthers... Good.
No, this is... They were asking, does social media make it worse?
I would say yes.
They're saying not necessarily, because
Snopes.
It's still those kinds of people. I mean, maybe it spreads faster, but it's not converting anybody who would not have believed in a conspiracy theory anyway.
I agree with that, but I think what it has done is that I didn't know about stuff like tinfoil hats and chemtrails and Alex Jones and, you know, inside jobs and all of these things without social media. Yeah. So it's made me aware of more conspiracy theories, and it makes me a little bit nervous to know that there's so many out there. And that so many people believe in them.
Yeah.
Because some of them are bizarre.
Yeah, well, it's something that people believe that's true and they can't quite prove it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, just like you're saying, the flat earthers.
The flat earthers. Oh, the moon landing hoax. Apparently, I was doing a little research on this. At one point, Buzz Aldrin got into an argument and punched a dude out who accused him of faking the moon landing. That's how he dealt with conspiracy theorists. I'm not saying you should.
Yeah.
But, I mean, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Like, people really, to this day, still believe it's a hoax. They said it was easier and cheaper to do the hoax than to actually put together a space program. That's why they did it. That's one of the reasons.
Wow.
To save face.
Wow.
So NASA couldn't actually get there. So
well,
they just made it up.
I think people should just stay off the moon anyway. Yes, leave it alone.
Leave the moon alone. We've already established that.
Yeah.
So, what does it say to you? Also, they say that conspiracy theorists have a high degree of tolerance for contradiction. So trying to point out something, give the person facts about it, like Obama's birth certificate.
Oh, God, yeah.
So people really believe that he was not a U.S. citizen. And even when he produced evidence that he was, they were like, nah.
No, that's, I need more.
Yes, I need more.
I don't have enough proof here.
Yeah, I don't have enough proof. And so there's really no way to deal with it. They have some evidence here that people who said Osama bin Laden died before the U.S. raid were also inclined to say that he was still alive after they claimed they killed him and the raid was successful. So it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
They're saying he was dead before, but then after he was killed, they're saying he's alive.
So if we can't prove it, like, what's the harm in some people having conspiracy theories?
I don't know. I was thinking, what's the harm in it? It's kind of like the people who believe in UFOs. And I don't necessarily believe in UFOs, but they seem fairly harmless to me.
Yeah, but I think that the harm is, like, there's some irrational conspiracy theories.
Like the Holocaust deniers.
Can lead people not to vaccinate their children.
Yes, the anti-vax people.
You talked about climate change, denying that. Deny the mass shootings at Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, because they say, the Sandy Hook shootings were just there to start an argument for gun control, that it was a hoax. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's the reasoning behind it?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It was fake because of that. Or that Hillary Clinton... was connected to a child sex ring that was being run out of a pizza shop.
That's
ridiculous, but a guy went in and shot.
And shot up the place.
Yeah.
I heard about that on the periphery, and I couldn't believe that someone was so gullible that they would go in and, like, you know, visit violence upon a pizza shop.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense. So I guess this is when conspiracy theories kind of go wrong.
Yeah, so that's the harm in them. So it's like, why do we do this? How can we stop it?
So I found one that was fairly harmless, I think, and talk about a rabbit hole. Like, I started reading. So there is the Flat Earth Society. I thought this was a euphemism for something. I didn't believe that these people actually claim to believe that the Earth is flat. And there are maybe about 1,000 or so people in the Flat Earth Society. Every year they get about 200 more people. It's mostly Americans and British people, right? And then I did a little more research. It's white dudes, basically. It's mostly white dudes. They have a website. They're on Twitter. They do interviews. So basically, their theory is that the Earth is not a ellipsoid. It's not a globe. It is actually a flat disc. With
like a wafer.
It's like a communion wafer. With the Arctic Circle in the center.
What?
And Antarctica, I guess, is the center too. Then around the perimeter.
Yeah.
There's around the perimeter, there's a 150-foot tall wall of ice. Kind of like Game of Thrones.
Right, okay.
And then NASA.
It keeps everything from sliding off.
Well, it keeps people from getting to the end. And running off. NASA employees guard the wall to prevent people from climbing up and then falling off the disc. So this is actually what NASA is doing with your tax dollars. It's not Tang. It's not, you know, going to the moon. It's not Mars Rover. They're really
guarding
the wall like in Game of Thrones. Yeah, like Jon Snow. They're basically Jon Snow. Less buff.
Yeah.
But Jon Snow nonetheless.
Isn't that funny? Like, if there's... nobody has witnessed anybody running off the edge
because
of the Earth.
NASA stops people from getting there. I guess these guys don't want to risk it.
Well, how about in all the literature in the world, nobody fell off?
And NASA. Like, NASA's been around since day 7.
Well, wouldn't you walk slowly to the edge and just look?
I don't know what to say. All right. It's a flat Earth. Okay. We believe it's round, so we're not even going to try to get to the ends of it.
Okay.
So they said the day and night cycle is explained by the fact that the sun and the moon are spheres measuring about 32 miles, and they move in circles 3,000 miles above the plane, this flat disk of the Earth.
Okay.
The stars are a little bit further above that.
Okay.
Right? They're another 100 miles above.
Another 100,
and
okay.
They're like spotlights, basically, right? It doesn't go around because there's nothing to go around. It just kind of goes in a circle. Flat earthers also believe there's something called an anti-moon that obscures the moon during solar eclipses. This is the second moon that during a lunar eclipse slides into place.
Really?
I don't know if it's flat or what the deal is, but it is what makes the eclipse work.
Really?
Then it slides away.
And then it's like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Hacha.
Hacha. Exactly.
What's its business there?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
It's not your business.
Okay.
Furthermore, they say gravity is an illusion.
Illusion?
So there's no gravity. Objects don't accelerate downwards. Instead, the disk of the Earth accelerates upward at 32 feet per second, driven by a mysterious force. And while they do not believe in the Earth being an ellipsoid or a sphere or whatever, they do believe that dark energy is what is making all this work.
Dark energy.
The flat disk
is spinning.
But they
mean like a dark lord, not dark matter.
No, they mean dark energy.
Okay.
There's no lord in this at all.
All right.
Sadly. So what's underneath the disk?
Yeah.
Rocks.
No.
That's it. That's it. So they think that all the photographs of the Earth from space
are the top.
All Photoshop.
No.
The whole thing is Photoshop. They GPS devices rigged. So it seems like the pilot's flying, you know, around the sphere, but actually they're just flying straight. One person took a level on a plane to see if he would notice the curvature. And of course, the level didn't move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course it didn't move, because that's... have you seen a plane?
Yeah.
Like, they don't point down.
Yeah, right.
When they're flying, right? They try to make you feel as though... they try to stay parallel, because then we'd all fly towards the front, then we'd all fly towards the back.
Right.
Yes. In the plane.
Yeah.
And that's not the reason why they tell you to keep your seatbelts on, flat earth people. It's because, you know... So, I could not believe this. Apparently, there's a method called the Zetetic Method... which is what they use. It's an alternative to what everyone else is using called the scientific method, where you have the hypothesis and so on and so forth to test it out. No, the zetetic method is just what a white guy sees. Total, 100% empirical.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
What a white guy has observed. And that is the reality of it. It's an epistemological thing where it's basically like, I see it. So, and I can figure out what it is simply by looking at it. Interestingly enough, the flat earthers, generally, that's the only conspiracy theory they believe in. Sorry, they call it the round earth conspiracy. Pardon. So everything else, they're fine with.
Wow.
Doesn't seem like they have a problem with, you know, black people or gays or whatever, or the poor.
Wow.
Just this globe situation. So-called globe.
That's fantastic.
So they reject 9/11 was an inside job. They reject JFK, you know, conspiracy. They reject, there's a hollow earth theory that at the center of the earth is dinosaurs.
Nice. I want to go there.
Why did we
not come there?
I don't know.
Dinosaurs.
I love this idea that there's T-Rex in the center of the earth. And I don't know how, if they get out every once in a while. There's like a manhole type situation.
I would love that. I put a ladder down, let them climb up.
I bet you instead of a comet destroying everything, it was probably just they were like, fuck it, and they went home. So that is the flat earth theory.
That is amazing. Yeah.
The round earth conspiracy.
One of my favorite ones, well, not my favorite ones, but one I really believed in when I was younger, was Marilyn Monroe was killed by the CIA.
Really? Why?
Yeah,
I thought she was an alcoholic and a junkie. No?
No.
I'm sorry. Was I getting different information? I never understood what the hubbub was about this chick anyway. But go ahead.
So she's super sexy.
Yeah, great.
Great with the top actress. Everybody, the pinups, well, whatever. But she also was having an affair with Kennedy, the president.
And like everybody.
Yeah.
Wasn't she also sleeping with Joe DiMaggio?
That was her husband.
Oh, I saw a picture of that guy. Come on. No wonder she was having an affair. I mean.
Well, apparently he's really packing a bat.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
But, you know, he can't. That's not all a person needs.
Okay. Can one pack a bat?
Yes, he did.
No, but she was married to Arthur Miller and then to Joe DiMaggio.
Okay.
Or either. I don't know which one first, but. The thing was, had read the books about her, and she had very elaborate and specific ways that she prepared herself for her day.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like booze and then pills and then makeup.
No, but she would do things like before going on the set, she would like sit in a hot tub of water and Chanel No. 5 and be in there for like 2 hours.
Now, what does that sound like to you? I hate to destroy, like, young Katie's.
I know.
But she sat in the bath for 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But she also, to get that,
to sober up.
That famous walk of hers, she sawed off, like, a quarter inch on one heel.
I'm sorry, what walk?
She has, like, a wiggly butt-shaking
walk. Anybody could do that.
I know, but she did it with her shoe. She made sure, so she didn't have to think about it.
Oh, okay. So she took a piece off of her shoe.
One shoe. So then it was uneven, so that's why she was, like, tottering all the time.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. And
all that for, like, what, 5 years of fame? How long was she?
Right. And before anybody was really studying exercise, and for women especially, like, muscle tone and what that did to a woman's shape, she was studying it, and she would lift certain weights, like light weights, to get the tone that she needed.
Oh, is that why she has such a great figure?
Yeah.
So she worked on that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I had no idea.
And she do things like when she got a pair of jeans, she would wear them in the ocean and then come out and let them dry to her body and then not wash them, and that was, like, the thing. But she would go braless during the day, but only wear her bra at night to sleep.
Why?
To support her breasts.
Really? And that worked?
And apparently, for her.
So we've been doing this all wrong.
Right. So the thing was, like, when she died, like, there were a couple of things, other rituals she went through. But when she died, it was like she went to bed and went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had different bruises, like, around her anus that were like pinpricks from an injection.
Really? She was shooting up?
Or somebody did.
Or somebody was.
Somebody did. The idea is that somebody else came in there and shot her up and killed her that way because she was having an affair and she was going to go public with it. But really?
Why would she go public with it?
But she died in her bra.
Ah.
And, yeah. Or no, she died without her bra. That was okay. The thing. No, she did not have her bra on.
Okay.
So people were like, oh, she went to sleep and overdosed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But she would never have done that.
She never would have done that.
That's interesting. Yeah, I like so, that one. Yeah. Why? So she was having an affair with JFK? Is that the situation?
Yeah, yeah.
And no one suspected Jackie O. Nobody. Because that'd be my number one right there.
Yeah. I mean, no, you know but what I'm it was saying? Supposed to be the mafia because she was involved with them, too.
What was she doing with the mafia? Yeah, well. This woman was busy.
Right. Right. But she also, and I just want to also, she got surgery. She had to get surgery, and she taped a note to her stomach telling the doctors not to take out any of her female organs because she might want to have children one day. But she taped it there. You know, I'm sure she talked to them, too, but she was just
she
like...
She was like, look, don't even.
Yeah.
If I see even one ovary moved, I'm going to come out swinging. That's crazy. I didn't know. I don't know anything about her. Quite honestly, growing up, it's probably because I'm black. I was just like, some white woman.
Yeah.
And I tried to watch one of her movies, and I was like, nothing is good about this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't like that she played that the character with Ditzy.
Yeah.
But then I read some stuff about her that led me to believe she was anything but.
Yeah.
And she was actually pro-civil rights.
Yeah.
As far as I know. And I don't know how much of that came out in her public life, but there were a couple incidences where she either refused to go into places that were segregated you know, was like, unless Ella Fitzgerald could come in, I'm not coming in, that kind of thing.
She believed that, and she would go... she told the club owners that Ella Fitzgerald had to play there, and if they allowed her to do that, she would come in every night and sit in the front row.
Wow!
So she did that to make sure that she got to work, and she supported her and helped her.
But what's with all the marriages and the sleeping with the president?
Yeah,
who knows? Interesting.
But one other fun thing, I think it was from. Our friends, one of our guests, the Gender Rebels, when they came on and they talked about the theory that some men are actually born allergic to testosterone.
Okay.
And so the result is a very curvy, beautiful, clear-skinned woman who appears to be a woman, but it's really a man.
Well, why don't we get that?
I know. But they think maybe she was one too.
And yeah. What about Mae West? They say Mae West was also a dude.
Mae West was a dude, and I believe that.
Well, she was fantastic.
Yes. Well, I think I've told this story before.
Yeah, you have. All right.
Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio, and you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying a gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine.
So I have another conspiracy theory here. So there is a huge theory that encompasses a bunch of other little theories. It's a theory about the New World Order.
New World Order.
Yeah, so the New World Order states that a group of international elites controls governments, industry, media, with the goal of establishing global hegemony. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's government. It was monarchs in the past. It's government. Now, yeah, there's always been a group of people that want to be in control of stuff. And the reason why it works is because I don't want to be in control of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't have the time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not plotting, you know, writ large, we're going to take over podcasting.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
just want to make our own little podcast.
That's right.
We're fine down here. So, and this New World Order is composed of the Federal Reserve System. Yeah, they're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. The Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the whole EU, the United Nations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Bohemian Grove, which is a secret club outside of San Francisco, and Le Cercle, and the Skull and Bones. These people are going to be taking over everything, supposedly. And a little piece of this, I think, is this thing called the New Chronology. It's a pseudo-historical theory, which argues that all the things that we think happened in the Roman Empire, like all the advances in civilization, the arts, the literature, the culture, same thing for ancient Greece and ancient Egypt, actually occurred not during ancient times, but during the Middle Ages in Europe.
What?
Which at that time was just really like wallowing around in filth at this point.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So that's what they say. The new chronology comes from a Russian scholar who died in 1946. There was also a French scholar who worked on it in the 1600s. But the new chronology is usually associated with a guy whose last name, unfortunately, is Fomenko. And it's called the Fomenko chronology. It just sounds like BS. I'm sure in Russian, Fomenko isn't funny, but it just sounds like foment.
Yeah.
It just sounds like foment. So basically, it's a reconstruction, an alternative chronology. It's shorter than the normal timeline because all of ancient history is in the Middle Ages. So according to Fomenko, the human timeline or the written history only goes back as far as AD 800. So everything starts in 800. Before that, like cuneiform, hieroglyphics,
nothing.
That all happened during the Middle Ages. So bring that forward. Probably in Europe, of course. Almost nothing happened between 800 AD and 1000. And then the really cool stuff happened from 1000 to 1500.
Wow.
So Battle of Hastings to like Middle Ages. Mainstream historians reject this. They say it's pseudoscientific. But it's a piece of alternative history or conspiracy literature that came up after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. So the Fomenko chronology. And there's a 7-book like set on the Fomenko chronology.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested, it's all out there. So keep in mind, everything happened from 1000 AD to 1500.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing before that.
Wow.
None of the stuff, not Greece, Rome, you know, none of that stuff. The Sumerians, what was happening in the Aztec Empire, what was happening in West Africa, none of that stuff. The Kush Empire, none of that.
None of that happened.
All of it happened from 1000 to 1500 in Europe by some white dudes.
Right, after they escorted all the dinosaurs to the center of the Earth.
Yes, after they showed them the door.
Yeah.
The pyramids, Europeans did that.
Yeah, oh man. That's funny. There's a couple of funny celebrity ones.
Oh, celebrity conspiracies?
Yes. That one is that Nicolas Cage is an elder vampire.
Yeah.
And he keeps coming back. Is that because
he's sucking the life out of every film he's in now?
Yeah, so apparently he's been in a number of ancient paintings. His likeness, or whoever it is.
Like, who is he, Valley Girl? Or is he Leaving Las Vegas? Is he... Is he the Matchstick Man? Like, which Nicolas Cage is it?
I think you're probably Con Air.
Is he? Okay, the good one.
Yeah.
The classic one.
Yeah, but there's a number of paintings, and they think that he's a vampire because he keeps coming back. And then Keanu Reeves, people believe that he's an immortal being.
Well, I hope so. I like Keanu Reeves.
And
I don't care if he can act.
A surprising number of figures that look exactly like Keanu Reeves have been pictured in paintings and various pieces of art since the year 748.
Wow. Maybe he's just got really strong genes.
Yeah, I think so. That, and he has lived a number of prominent lives for so long.
He's over it.
It makes sense because he's such a nice guy.
What? It makes sense.
Because he's lived so many lives that he knows what matters now.
And what about Nicolas Cage? Has he learned nothing?
He's learned nothing. Because he's a vampire.
He's a vampire. He doesn't care.
It's just like, hey, showtime.
Eventually, he's just going to run out into the sunbeck bucket.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, but another one of my... Oh, go ahead. What do you have?
Oh, no. I like these. These are more celebrities.
Here's it. One of them is that Stevie Wonder is not blind.
Huh? Okay. Is somebody trying to test this theory out? Are you kidding me?
Well, there's a couple of
tells?
There's a couple of tells, yes. And you could see it where Boy George was at a party and said that Stevie Wonder went right up to him and started, like, play wrestling with him. It was like, hey, Boy George, how you doing? And it was just like, how did you know that was me?
But did he hear Boy George?
Probably.
Maybe he smelled the Chantilly lace he was wearing.
Then there was, and watch this video, listeners, you can Google this video, where Stevie Wonder's on stage with a group of people, they're all singing, and suddenly the mic stand falls over and he catches it.
Because he's got super heightened sense of hearing.
But there's so many people on stage singing, the music is playing, how could he?
I don't know, vibrations? Is it the two, how many lettuce? He's like, fuck.
Watch it, and you're like, wait a minute.
Wow.
And then he goes to some museum, and then he sees a statue, like a wax statue of Michael Jackson, and he takes a picture of it. And
that's what?
Yes.
Are people surely not confusing it with Lionel Richie because he was in that one video going, hello? That's not Stevie Wonder, people.
So the theory is, and so there's other celebrities who are like had different interactions with Stevie Wonders, and they're Stevie Wonders.
And there's more than one. There's your conspiracy theory right there.
Yo,
there's multiple Stevie Wonders. I like it.
The seven Stevie Wonders,
yes,
of the world.
Yeah, the modern world.
Yeah.
The seven wonders, Stevie Wonders. That is.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. So I have here the top conspiracy theories of all time. I'll just pick up. All this right. is one of my favorite ones, and I've seen this picture, the life on Mars. So there's a photo that was taken from the Viking orbiter in 1976, and it appears to show an enormous face staring up from the surface. I don't know if you've even seen
this
one.
Yes, okay. I've seen that, yeah.
In addition, they're also, they say that you can see a sphinx and a five-sided pyramid.
Yes, I've seen pictures of all of them.
So when this, at the same time when this happened, someone released findings of a tablets from ancient Sumeria that were from the Anunnaki people. And, they describe the Anunnaki people, which are a superior alien race that came down and taught the Sumerians new technology. Okay, I teach a little bit about this time in my class. Like, they had some amazing technology, but mm-hmm. it wasn't otherworldly.
Yeah.
It was very much grounded in this world. Many speculate that the formations on Mars were built by the Anunnaki, which opens up the idea that the Great Pyramids were built not by Africans, mm-hmm. again, but by aliens using humans as slaves. I found a lot of conspiracy theories focus around making sure that nothing happened in mm-hmm. Asia or Africa or South America
yeah.
without Europeans. There's always aliens show up and do something. Also, this one, which I'm sure you've heard, it wasn't Shakespeare.
Oh, right.
He wrote the plays. It was his sister, Christopher Marlowe, Ben Jonson, Francis Bacon, Sir Walter yeah. Raleigh, every Tom, Dick, and Harry of the Shakespearean times wrote the plays, not him. They said he was...
It was kind of like the Pussy Riot.
Yes. It was Pussy
literature.
Riot. Did you see the Pussy Riot during the World Cup? Ran out onto the field?
Good for them.
Yes. I don't care about it, but I was in Europe and I saw they were like, hey, it's Pussy Riot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? So I did tune in for that. Yeah. It was fun.
We should, get a Pussy Riot group together here and run up on the White House.
Yes! I support that. Pussy Riot.
Yeah.
There's the Shroud of Turin.
Oh my God! We can talk about the Shroud of Turin.
All right, yes. I mean,
so
the Shroud
apparently
of Turin.
The Shroud of Turin is the thing. Okay, so
is it a piece of cloth? Supposedly they put on top of the body of Christ.
And so Jesus gets wrapped up. He dies.
Mm-hmm.
They take him off the cross, clean him off, and they wrap him in this
shroud.
The shroud, and
in Turin.
lay him in the tomb.
Uh huh.
Then he pops up 3 days later.
Yes. Just like that.
Yeah.
Whoop.
And discards the shroud.
Mm-hmm. He throws it off like a cape.
Yeah.
Like James Brown.
But apparently his imprint was left on the cloth. And you could see like his face and his outline of his body.
Okay, how?
Because he was emanating such light and love that it just burned right into the cloth.
Oh, it wasn't just like blood and nasty DNA stuff.
No.
Okay. So now we have the image. It's the whole thing? The mm-hmm. whole body?
Yeah. Definitely the face.
Definitely the face. So it proves that Jesus survived the crucifixion somehow.
How?
And that the Vatican tampered with the carbon dating results in order to protect the faith.
Yeah, because the thing wasn't as old as everybody said it was.
Oh, well,
That's
this goes back to a long history of faking these kind of
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces of the cross, saints' bones, hair, all this kind of stuff from like back.
I remember like in fourth grade, they did a whole slideshow presentation in our church about the shroud.
It was like, boo.
Yeah.
The shroud. You saw the slideshow. Were you guys like, ooh.
I wanted to ask a question.
No, not in Catholic school.
So I did. I raised my hand. The priest is like, what?
He's like, great, Casimir.
And I was like, was it found underground? And he was like, what do you mean? Like, in the dirt? I think that was my...
Some people.
Got the four R's.
Four R's. Rehearse, record, rental, repair.
209 West 40th Street. Hashtag Funklife NYC.
New World Order I covered. Moon landing. Roswell.
Yeah.
One of my favorites from my childhood. Roswell Army Field, 1947, flying disc, recovered in New Mexico, taken to Roswell, Area 51.
Area 51.
The rest is history.
Right. So aliens, is there an alien? And is there an alien ship in Area 51?
No. There's probably some military ship.
And you know why? You know why now I really know? Is because freaking Donald Trump, if he would know, like as the new incoming president, if there were aliens,
he would tell everybody.
And he would tell everybody.
Yeah.
And so he
would
100%
tell everybody.
He hasn't said a word, there are no aliens.
I wish they would prank him and tell him there are aliens and see if he tweets it.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good one for him.
Wow.
Other top conspiracy theories. And then another religious one. Jesus and Mary Magdalene. A married couple.
Right, right.
I don't remember hearing about this in Sunday school.
You weren't supposed to because he never had a woman.
It says here that the Gnostic Gospel says that Jesus preferred the companion of Mary over any other disciples. Makes sense. And that Jesus would kiss Mary on the mouth.
Yeah, they probably were together and it was just like, she was like the Yoko Ono of the group.
Yeah, but what would be wrong with that back then? He was in his 30s.
Because they want priests to be
and that was
celibate.
Old. I know, but I mean, it makes sense that someone of his age in that time, she didn't live to be that old, would be, you know, with a woman.
I know, but they don't want God to be having sex, number one.
I guess.
Because
I mean,
of that whole thing with the Catholic Church.
Here are
sex.
Your choices. He was hanging out with this woman or was hanging out with 12 dudes. Your choice.
He was.
I'll leave that.
Well,
your
that's
choice.
Why they started calling her a prostitute because they were like, "Oh, she's so slutty." That Mary Magdalene.
Was she not originally a prostitute? I thought that was the whole thing that he was hanging out with prostitutes.
That's the thing that I did. There is the idea that she was never a prostitute, but then she started being called a prostitute because of misogyny.
Oh, jeez.
That she was the wife of Jesus, and they didn't want her around.
So they called her a prostitute,
and that's how they. That's put her down in history.
That makes no sense at all. Why not just erase it from the beginning?
Well, why?
Well, no. Well, at the beginning, that wasn't a scandal. Right? So right. As things progress, then
and
they find
changes,
things
yeah.
that are objectionable. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. Because now they don't want priests to marry. They don't want anybody dating. They don't want anyone to have sex. So it's like, well, Jesus didn't.
Although I read somewhere now that you can be a bride of Christ and not be a virgin.
Why would, now, what's your definition of a bride of Christ?
Well, that's what the Vatican is saying, apparently. And apparently the women who became a bride of Christ who've kept their virginity are now pissed. I'm like, well, you can go out there and, you know.
Go get some.
Yeah. How bizarre. Yeah, just make it up as you go along. Mm. All right, what do you have?
Well, there's some crazy conspiracy theories that are actually true.
Okay.
One of them is that the government started poisoning alcohol during Prohibition.
Yes, I read about this.
Yeah.
Trying to convince people that drinking was bad.
And so they put different dangerous chemicals in it for years to get people sick. People were dying.
Yeah. And,
and it didn't stop it.
Mostly what it did was undermine people's faith in the word of the government.
Right.
Because so, when the government was trying to tell people during Prohibition to stay away from certain types of alcohol mm-hmm. that were dangerous, people were like, whatever.
Yeah. So it didn't stop the bootleggers from making their own and selling it, and it killed probably about 10,000 Americans.
Oh my God. Good job.
Yeah. And another one is the idea, did the government, did the CIA test mind control experiments on the public with LSD? And
they did.
They did. It was called MK Ultra.
How'd that work?
So CIA started by using volunteers.
Who wants to get high?
Yes, and they started dosing people with LSD without them knowing it, and it left many victims permanently mentally disabled.
Jeez, why? I mean, I feel like they kind of knew what was going to happen with LSD. Why do that?
Yeah.
And then what did they do to cover it up? Nothing. They just said these people had mental health issues.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. I can imagine what kind of people they were, too.
Yeah. Now, another one was the Dalai Lama. Is he getting paid?
Mm-hmm. I hope
to
so.
To do his... to his thing, because it's supposed to be he doesn't make any money or
yeah,
whatever.
But I'm sorry, what priest doesn't get some money?
Okay.
I mean, really.
He draws a six-figure salary pulled down from the U.S. government during the 1960s.
The same Dalai Lama of now?
From the 1960s, yeah, the U.S. government was paying
that
one.
Why?
Yeah.
To stick it in China's face?
Yeah. It was about... the CIA's funding of the Tibetan resistance to the tune of actually $1.7 million per year
wow.
to disrupt and hamper China's infrastructure.
Bizarre. I mean, I have my own feelings about the Dalai Lama because every time I see him, he's up underneath some crazy rich person. I've mm-hmm. never seen him, like, in the hood.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, taking the subway like everybody else. But mm-hmm. I also don't believe in their religion, so whatever.
Yeah.
Good for them. I don't know what to say. Like, I have no, like, the Dalai Lama.
Yeah, it's the thing. If you're trying to be a spiritual person or whatever, a leader, but you still have
yeah.
to make some money.
Yeah, I guess. But do you have to hang out with Richard Gere? I mean, is that a part of it? I don't know. I feel like everybody's a star fucker. I think that no, you know what I mean? Like, no one
yeah.
is above, like, trying to, like, hang out with Madonna or something like that. Speaking of stars, I found this conspiracy theory, the film, starring one Mel Gibson.
Oh.
Infamous Mel Gibson and Julia Roberts. I don't remember this movie. Apparently it was the 19th biggest hit of 1997.
Mm-hmm.
A political action thriller film directed by Richard Donner. Screenplay by Brian Hagelin. Centers on an eccentric taxi driver, Mel Gibson, who believes many world events are triggered by government conspiracies. And a Justice Department attorney, Julia Roberts, who becomes involved in his life. Because you know,
yeah.
when you're a woman who's working for the Justice Department as an attorney, you kick it with cab drivers all the time. Every day. Just briefly, conspiracy theorist, New York City taxi driver Jerry Fletcher continually expounds his ideas to friends. Alice Sutton, a lawyer at the Justice Department, to his friend Alice Sutton, a lawyer at the Justice Department. I want to know how they're friends. I would like to know how this white guy is driving a cab.
And becomes friends with her.
And becomes friends with her.
Well, he's a white guy. He can have
he can
the worst job in the world.
Here's what happens. He once saved her from a mugging.
Oh.
And you know how you become friends.
Yeah.
When someone stops a crime.
Yeah.
From being committed on you. But does not know that he has been spying on her home. So I read through the twists and turns of this thing. Every single thing that could possibly ever happen in a movie happens in this movie, including, is he dead?
Ooh.
Question mark at the end of the movie.
Okay.
Has he been brainwashed? He used to be a secret spy. Mm. He was going around killing people. People are trying to kill him. Everything
mm-hmm.
happens in this movie. Conspiracy theory. Produced by, here we go, Joel Silver.
Okay.
That's
womp,
all you need to know.
Womp womp.
Yeah. So, conspiracy theories. You want to finish up with the last one?
Let's see, this is a true one, where the government...
But is it a conspiracy, then?
No.
Oh, yeah, because what was the definition that it has to be a plot by
elites? No, we'll start with...
Elites?
End with the classic, Elvis alive?
Oh.
People seeing Elvis everywhere.
You can see Elvis in any Las Vegas casino any day of the week. They
yeah.
even have an Elvis run. I wish I had been around to see it, where a bunch of people dress like Elvis,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a short like jaunt down the strip
mm-hmm.
for charity.
Right.
So is Elvis alive?
Well, there were a couple of good years where he could have been.
Yeah.
But
how old
not
would
anymore.
He be now?
I mean, way too old.
And he was not really in good health.
No.
I never understood the thing with Elvis. I remember seeing Jailhouse Rock. Right,
mm-hmm.
the movie.
Yeah.
And he has the really famous great dance scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge dance fan, but it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing him do that and seeing him, like, play, like, ukulele
mm-hmm.
and, like, Elvis is in Hawaii and this kind of stuff. But then I one day saw actually what he looked like, and
mm-hmm.
I was like, no way! The same guy? Because I didn't know that these films are old.
Oh,
I was expecting
okay.
to see young, hot Elvis.
Oh, and then you
know,
saw
in the 80s.
White jumpsuit Elvis. Yeah.
I saw white jumpsuit Elvis. With his peanut butter and banana sandwiches
Aww,
and, you know, Graceland and all that kind of stuff.
The excellent Elvis was the 68 comeback special Elvis, where he did a show in the round. And he sat there with the with musicians and put on a show and he looked good. He was all in leather.
No, what happened? That's for another one.
Peanut
butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah.
Pills and drugs.
Yeah.
All right. conspiracy theories. Flat Earth. Look it up.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Have you seen him recently? He John Cusack and Nicolas Cage. People, do yourself a favor. If you have Amazon Prime, or if you have Netflix or Hulu, mm-hmm. Google their names, and you will see that they've been making 2 or 3 films every year. You never heard of.
No, they're just collecting a paycheck.
And they're doing their Bruce Willis where, like, their face is really big on the cover, mm-hmm. and they look grizzled, and there's just some light in the background. And then a younger star. Okay. Somewhere and in the shadow.
Shadow and a love interest that's like 24.
And it's so bad now that both Nicolas Cage and John Cusack, they're now playing bad guys.
Really?
They're the star of the movie now.
There's the lovable bad guy. Yeah. You want them to win.
Kind of.